This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Harvard University has announced recommendations to overhaul its undergraduate curriculum to put more emphasis on the sciences and international studies. The recommendations are issued in a report by a review committee and would require a majority vote of the arts and sciences faculty in order to be implemented. William Kirby is dean of Harvard's Faculty of Arts and Sciences. Good morning.
Good morning.
Harvard hasn't altered its curriculum significantly for 30 years. Why change now?
Well, we believe that Harvard, like every major institution, has a responsibility to look at itself, to look at itself self-critically, to examine what we can do better to serve our students and to educate them for the time in which they live. No institution stays strong by staying still.
Why so much emphasis on the sciences as opposed to, say, the humanities?
Well, we have strong programs already in the humanities and the social sciences, and we expect that they will get stronger still. But our undergraduates are living in a world of really onrushing scientific and technological revolution, altering virtually everything that we know in daily lives and communications, our understanding of the infrastructure of life, and even posing major challenges for the humanities and our conceptions of humanity. What we want to do is to give our students an education in, not just an introduction to, the physical and the applied and the life sciences, that is as broad and as deep as the education that we already give them in the humanities and the social sciences.
Isn't the idea for an undergraduate to have as broad an education as possible before you start thinking about the professional world and specializing?
Actually, the central theme of our report is to take a strong step back from specialization and professionalization, and in fact to recommit Harvard College to the principles of a liberal education in the arts and sciences, and to educate our students broadly, to give them the knowledge and the training and the skills that will provide a foundation for their lives. And sciences and international studies are going to be a very central part of what it means to be educated in the first part of the 21st century.
And you want students to see some of the rest of the world.
Yes. If you want to study at Harvard, you should have a passport. Harvard, of course, is long, in some sense, by origin, an international university, having been founded as a cross-Atlantic transplant in an earlier age of globalization. But we now live in a time of inescapable American influence around the world, and with this influence comes responsibility. And as a leading American institution, we think that Harvard College has a responsibility to educate its students, who are going to live and work in all corners of the world, as citizens not only of this country, but also of the world.
Dean Kirby, thank you.
Thank you very much.
William Kirby is the dean of Harvard University's Faculty of Arts and Sciences.